Does this sound familiar? Your partner doesn't get something done or doesn't do something you want them to do, and you're immediately frustrated and thinking to yourself, what the heck? Why aren't they doing it?
And on the other side, your partner is sitting there like, what just happened? What the F just happened? Why am I getting the shark eye?
And before you know it, you're back in that same argument that you've had over and over and over, and it seems like nothing is changing.
And if this strikes a nerve, and I'm sure it does, you are probably living inside what we call implicit agreements, things that actually feel very real, but were never spoken about out loud.
You see, there are rules in relationship that you didn't realize you were creating. Things that you inside your head just thought like, well, my partner should just know. And these things are silently causing you major problems.
And what's tricky is because it feels so true for you, you don't even question it. It's just obvious. Hello.
And the wild thing is the thing that you think is going to make you feel right in that moment
is the exact thing that's setting your partner up to fail.
And over time, this creates resentment, frustration, and ongoing patterns of arguments in your relationship.
In today's episode, we are going to help you slow this down and discover hidden expectations that are running and ruining your relationship.
And today we'll talk about how they show up, where they come from, and how they keep you in loops that you feel that you and your partner can't get out of.
And stay with us because in the end, we're going to walk you through an exercise where we're going to help you identify an expectation or an implicit agreement that might be functioning in your relationship right now.
And we're going to help you maybe even share it with your partner and begin the road to making explicit agreements with each other.
Hello, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin. And today, as you heard in the intro, we're talking about the hidden agreements that can literally be destroying your relationship, right? And the way that we frame this is implicit versus explicit agreements. And what this is we have in our relationship agreements we make. And in fact, one of our mentors, Dr. Santakin, who was just on a week ago, he talks about how successful relationships are built on the ability to make an agreement and then hold to those agreements together, right? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we often make agreements silently in our relationship, and that's what's called an implicit agreement. Explicit agreements are agreements that are spoken. I let Tara know exactly what it is I'm expecting. She gets to decide yes or no, she doesn't want to do it. And so we're going to talk to you about first today, implicit agreements.
So some key traits of implicit agreements are, one, they're never discussed. Two, they are obvious to one person. And three, they usually come from family of origin, trauma, and attachment patterns as well. So we're gonna talk all about that, but those are some key characteristics. The biggest one is they're never agreed upon and talked about.
Yeah.
They're very real for one person.
And these agreements, again, implicit agreements, they can be about like little things and they can be about really big things. So we're going to give you personal examples in a second, but just to sort of give you a framework, like they can be as simple as like, you know, when you finish eating on a plate, you always wash it and put it in the dishwasher. And that's just like, that's the way it was. That's the way my family does it. That's the way I've done it for a long time. So you should just know that, right? So that's more of like a nuts and bolts.
Can one. I just add another one?
What's that?
That you would put whites with the whites.
Oh, in the washer, that you would separate the whites.
With the colors. Like to me, that's like an implicit, like, duh.
You should just know, right?
But this
can go farther in that, like, yeah. It can be more on the like sort of like emotional side, right? It can mm-hmm. be around like, if you see that I'm sad, then you should, without me telling,
know
you should just come to me and help me out and soothe me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's where we could kind of go into our example.
Yeah. I have a great one. And like, we were laughing as we were
going through our
as we were going through the implicit agreements.
And they, I feel like they piggyback on each other too.
Yeah. Okay. So my implicit agreement definitely comes out of my family of origin. And it's around, as you've, if you've listened to the show quite a bit, that I am an avoidant, right? And my implicit agreement early on in our relationship is like, hey, if we're having problems or if there's something that you're upset about, we shouldn't talk about it right away. Like we should like let it sit a little bit. Yeah. And then when I've had my time to sort of saddle up to it and wrap my head around it, then we can talk about it. And very, very early on in our relationship, that did not work for Tara, right?
Well, no, because my implicit agreement is like, oh, if we're stressed, if I'm stressed, A, you're a therapist, but also my partner, like you will support me and you know how to soothe me and you know how to make me, I always say, like wrap me up in a warm, fuzzy towel, like make me feel soothed. Yeah. Again, we never had this agreement. I just figured this is what's true for me. Just like you figure that's what's true for you. Yeah. And trust me, it did not work out great.
Well, yeah. And that created a lot of problems, yeah. Right? Because like Tara would bring things up like right away. Like if there's something off immediately, like what's going on?
So that's where that damage cycle comes yes. in with implicit agreements.
Yeah. So let's like kind of structurally take you guys through it, right? Because hopefully what we're doing here is we're helping you begin to look inward to you and to your partner and be like, wow, are there implied agreements that we have that we expect the other person to meet that we haven't talked about that are causing our problems? And one of the easiest ways to sort of look at that is to look at there's a damage cycle mm-hmm. to implied agreements, right? The first is just naming it, is there is an unspoken expectation. My expectation is if there's tension, we take a second before we approach it. I never went up to Tara early in our relationship and told her, hey, if there's tension, I need you to give me like, you know, anywhere from 20 minutes to 3 days,
you know. Or never.
Yes. So the one is there's an unspoken expectation. The next part of that damage cycle is our partner doesn't meet it. Because I didn't tell her that I needed that space, Tara, when she immediately addresses it, she doesn't meet my unspoken expectation.
Right.
Me, as the holder of that expectation, I feel disrupted.
Yeah.
Maybe I feel unseen. Maybe I feel hurt. Like, how? Like you're making me deal with this? Like, I don't want to deal with this, right? And because I'm feeling something negative, right, I blame her. Like, why are you making a big deal about this right now?
And I feel crazy.
And then, yeah. And then what does Tara do? Tara probably feels, she probably reacts in some way to
right.
it.
Yeah.
She might feel defensive. She might feel hurt, right? And so that's where it starts with an unspoken expectation and moves all the way to a place where we're in conflict.
Key insight being your partner is held accountable for a rule that was never discussed and never agreed upon. And that just sucks.
Yes.
But we all do it.
Yes.
Right? So this is why we're doing the podcast.
Yes.
Because we've learned so much about this. And we're really excited to take you through this exercise because we feel like it'll start to help you untangle some things around conflict and why you guys keep getting stuck in these repetitive cycles. Our Relationship Renovation at Home Manual for Couples is now available on Amazon for $24.99. Check it out. It's going to be so helpful. It's going to be giving you all of the skills and tools we talk about on our podcast. So please go check it out. Your relationship is so worth this.
So hopefully what we've done is we've helped you understand what an implicit agreement is in relationship. We've given you some key characteristics of mm-hmm. implicit agreements. And then we've helped you maybe look at your relationship and notice like that damage cycle. Is there that cycle that starts with the unexpressed expectation yeah. and then ends with both partners in an activated state, right? So now what we want to do is we want to give you an exercise that you can either do personally or if it feels like useful that you and your partner could do together.
Yeah. And I just want to, before we go into that, I just want to say like the term Captain Obvious keeps like coming at me because it might be like Captain Obvious for me. Like you put the whites in the white hamper and you put the colors in the other one. But that's so not true for so many people. Like I've learned it now as a business owner, as supervising staff, like, oh, like Captain Obvious, you write like a progress note right after a session, right? But it's so I've learned like to really understand what that means for me and to be curious because it's not Captain Obvious. And again, it creates a lot of dysfunction in relationships. Okay, so let's move into the exercise. You might be driving, you might be sitting. If you're sitting, I always love writing these things out because it just feels like it makes it more real and something to grab onto. And you can always come back if you want to find a place to sit and write this out. You can do this with your partner. You might want to just do this alone before coming to your partner about it. But you want to think of a recent difficult time. We like to call them triggers, where you're feeling hurt, annoyed, sad, angry, disappointed, and the thoughts are, they should have done this. Why didn't they do this? So like a should have or why didn't they? So think about a recent time and like whether you can jot that down or just like bring it up into your memory. And then you want to complete the sentence, my partner should have blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
My partner should have known to freaking put his white socks in the whites. Again, we're going something pretty basic, or my partner should have known, like in that moment, I needed him to come and give me a hug. He should have freaking known. Yeah. So that's right. The first part of it.
So then you've identified a trigger moment, mm-hmm. where you had an expectation, you mm-hmm. had a need. Mm-hmm. You also have identified what you think your partner should have just known to do. Now here's the reality check, right?
Yeah.
Is, did we ever agree to this? Was there ever a very direct conversation where I told them when A happens, I need B, right?
Yeah.
If the answer is no, then it's you have to name the implicit agreement, right? So you're saying, I realize that I had the expectation that my partner would boom. Right?
Yeah.
So like in mine, and I know it's like we laugh about it a little bit, but like, you know, I realize that I had the expectation that Tara would sort of like give me space in difficult moments, right? I had the expectation that she would sort of like, you know, if I'm being honest, like procrastinate a little bit on dealing with difficult things. This is where we get into like a little bit of deeper reflection. I think we can do this with my like avoidant, you know, sort of psychosocial thing. And then we can, with Tara's stuff around, you know, like laundry and stuff, we can do the same thing. So where did I learn it, right? I learned it in that is a little bit what happens, or a lot of bit what happens in my family is sometimes things hang out there and we don't deal with it immediately, you know, there's an avoidance cycle. and so I certainly learned it from my family of origin.
And so again, I know it seems like the cleanliness thing, like, oh, you should just put like your dishes away, or you should keep your drawers organized. Let's do that one because I'm constantly like, oh my gosh, I just organized your drawers.
Can nobody in this house keep their drawers organized?
But so when I was growing up, if the house was not perfect, like I'm talking spick and span, I'm talking underwear drawer, sock drawer, pajama drawer, and I remember I'm like 5, 6 years old, very bad things would happen. So I learned that like cleanliness and order was survival. And so for me, it's obvious, like, oh my gosh, you have to keep your drawers organized. I know now, like, because I've done so much work, that it came from trauma, and so I don't have those high expectations. We have, like, you know, normal, healthy expectations of, like, hygiene and cleanliness, but I don't let my own trauma impact my family around me because I've had to do that work. But again, something as little as, like, getting crazy around someone not doing that, why? Where did that come from?
And notice where you're approaching it with yourself and hopefully with your partner too, if you're doing this, is that you're curious not critical. Not like,
oh, I love that.
Why am I this way? Like, why am I so freaking avoidant or whatever? Why am I so?
Never call you a Buddhist mofo ever.
Yeah, yes. We're bringing a curious but not critical tone. And so then once you've gone through this, once you've identified a trigger, once you identify my partner should have, and then you have the reality check of, well, did we ever agree to this? Then you go to the, I realize I had the expectation that, and where did I learn it from? Then there's an admission or an opening up to your partner with, I realize I had the expectation that you would.
Yeah. And now you guys, our next episode is going to be explicit agreements. I do want to say, if you've already had the Relationship Renovation at Home manual from Amazon, this actually is an exercise. It's exercise 9, managing expectations. So try not to move too far ahead, like if you just started, because it is like a process that we build upon lessons over the 4 to 6 months. But again, it is in there. It's exercise 9. It's managing expectations. And so it's a good one. And if you don't have it, it's the Relationship Renovation at Home manual. It is a great manual to build all the skills, understand your partner better, open up the doors of compassion, right? There are some couples that probably need deeper work, and that's when you go find therapy and coaching. But the R&R at Home manual truly is this gift of skill building.
You know, I know this is like seems simple, this whole implied versus explicit, but I am telling you, like, this is a game changer, right? You know, is bringing those things above the surface of what are all the things I just expect, but I don't vocalize. And some of these things might have been agitators in your relationship for literally like years, decades, right? Mm. So we're bridging into the next episode. So make sure you stick around next week. You come back, and how do you create agreements that are going to make your relationship stronger?
Yes. And so, again, we really hope you find this exercise useful. We love hearing feedback from you as well. Thank you, as always, for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?